Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. First reading will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 to 24. Our psalm for today is Psalm 128. Second reading will be taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 2 to 16. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is His original plan, one body, not two. Having reflected on the struggles of married couples, one is tempted to say that marriage is not an institution of joy. In fact, statistics show that some young people today prefer cohabitation. Some prefer to have children outside of marriage, and others prefer to remain single. However, successful married couples know that it takes a lifetime to build a family relationship that reflects the original plan of God, a plan that is successful and happy. In today's first reading, that plan says a man leaves his father and mother and joins himself to his wife, and they become one body. Thus, the man Ish and the woman Isha in Hebrew have an overlapping reflection of their creative unity and bond designed by God Himself. In today's gospel, Jesus re-emphasized that creative unity and added to it thus, "They are no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide." Thus, the institution of marriage is not merely a human design. It was ordained by the Creator from the beginning of creation, hence it cannot be undone by human will or action. However, our Lord Jesus was aware of the controversies around Moses' teaching on divorce in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 24 from verse 1, that a man who enters marriage with a woman but finds her unpleasing because of something objectionable about her, can write her a certificate of divorce and send her out of his house. In response, Jesus reiterated not the concession of Moses, but the creative intent of the Creator regarding marriage, that a man and a woman are naturally inclined to marry in a rational way brought about through deliberation and consent, for generation and education of children, and for joint formation of societies such as a family. The family is the most fundamental of human societies, wherein a man and a woman come together as one in spirit and in truth, to produce, to share, and enjoy the blessings of life in communion with each other. That communion will become a success for those who humbly accept God's divine purpose, for they see their marriage as a sign of Christ's union with His church. Hence, they are convinced that it is God's plan, and they will endure, they are ready to endure their pains and challenges for their good and salvation and the well-being of their children and society. Yes, such couples are prepared to battle with the Lord. As they battle with the Lord, they are prepared to forgive. They are prepared to let go. They are prepared to renew love. They are prepared to refresh love. They are prepared to sit before the Lord to ask for mercy. They are prepared to sit face to face to resolve their issues and also to gather their children together to pray and ask God for mercy. Such couples are ready for the challenges of the communion of oneness. Yes, we are aware that it is not easy. Hence, may I suggest that you learn to take a break. Go for a retreat when it is difficult to communicate, when it is difficult to interact. Go for a retreat. Go for a quiet time. Go and renew and revive your marriage. And I beg you to please learn to forgive. You did not enter that marriage to become a wrestler or a boxer. You entered that marriage to become one. Learn to let go. Learn to humble yourself for the good of the family. The Lord is your strength. May He strengthen your families. May He grant you His peace. May He grant you His blessings. And may the Lord in His infinite mercy overshadow you with His love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. The Holy Family, pray for us.